Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. Our readings this morning are filled with, some of them include, wilderness and torn and water and sun. All good words. And it begins, something new is beginning in these texts. You hear it in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And a voice says, "Let there be light." And the darkness is torn away, and the light comes. And it was good. In the Gospel of Mark, which does not begin, of course, with Jesus in a manger or shepherds or sheep, but from the very beginning, it says even at the start of Mark, this is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the beginning of the good news. There was a man named John, and John was announcing something new happening in the midst of his own followers. He announces, "Someone even more powerful than me is about to come forward." Come forward not only for John and for his disciples, but in fact, for the whole world. Something new. John raises his voice in the wilderness, this new voice that will be raised that says, "Make a way, make a way for the one who is coming." A voice raised in the wilderness, not a safe and orderly city block with a neighborhood watch and remotely controlled gates to cut out both the riffraff and saint alike. Not that world. Wilderness, wildness, chaos, uncertainty. That world, something new is coming. All bets are off, John says. And life cannot be kept on a leash in the wilderness. It is here in this wilderness that a voice cries out, "Make straight the crooked path." But taming chaos takes power. And taming fear even more so. Who or what could possibly make high places plain and low places even and curb shouted threats and corral disorder? Not John, it seems. No, something new. A voice. A new thing. This new thing breaks into time in water and word that comes from clear blue sky. "You are my son," the voice says. "My beloved, in whom I am well pleased." The new begins with a voice. It begins with a voice and words, a voice more authoritative than all the other voices being raised in cacophony around them. A voice more clear and distinct than the voice of Rome or wealth, or even the little voices in our heads that call us to get ahead or get out. Or be something we're not, or long for what we do not need. This voice says, "This is my son, my beloved." Newness begins. It begins with a voice to be heard and considered and pondered and raised. A voice to be seen even. As I think about that time when all of John's disciples who had loved him and who believed that he must be the Messiah, what a look, what a quizzical look they must have had on their faces when John says to them, "There is one coming after me whose shoes I am not even worthy to tie." It must have been like that day long ago when the prophet came looking for the new king of Israel and came upon all of David's brothers. And as they paraded down, the prophet said, "No, not that one. Nope, he's too tall. Nope, he's too short. He's not quite right." And all the way down to the very end and finally says, "What, is this all the sons you have? Well, there's one more." And all the other brothers must have sniggered like John's disciples. "Him? You mean the little short guy? The smallest of us? The least worthy? The ruddy one? He is not beautiful or powerful, and yet it is over him that oil is poured and a king is made." What? Jesus? Not John? Water is poured and a king is made. "This is your son?" they must have asked. Then the sky is torn in two, torn with unexpected words and least anticipated changes of fortune. But more than sky gets torn that day, torn also are expectations and anticipations, hopes for the prophet John, and maybe even the future itself. Torn with words that ring of hope and comfort, but led instead to a cross, to cross-borne heartache. Not just sky was torn that day. For God tore the impermeable barrier between herself and humans that day and became one of them forever and for a while. And in that tearing born of water and word, something wonderful and terrible, hopeful and full of despair, transforming and transmogrificating, was set loose in wilderness and city alike. "A son," she said. Full voice, full stop. "Like me," she said, "and yet like them. In me and yet in them. Full of life and light and pain and fear, all at the same glorious and inexplicable moment. You are my son," God says. "You are something new for a parched wilderness in God's presence." Yet on that day, no one could have seen what this would mean, this sonness of God. Glory and power and might and popularity, wisdom, desire, jealousy, fear, betrayal, love, disciples, enemies, healing, anointing, accusations. But who could know? Who could have known? It was the cross. Each day we wake up. Every morning I wake up and I think about this baptism of Jesus. You think about this pouring of water on Jesus and all that it would mean for him and for us. And when I wake up in the morning, I don't know about you. So when you wake up in the morning, do you think to yourself, today is going to be a blessed and glorious day, and God will tear open the heavens and remind me in every moment, you are my child? I'm an optimist, and I don't even do that. I wake up in the morning and I think, what is going to go wrong today? What could possibly happen that didn't already happen yesterday? And it turns out there is an inexhaustible amount of bad things that can happen to you. But what if God is tearing open the heavens even now? What if we see ourselves in that light, in that moment, differently? Jesus did not expect to be baptized and to be sent off to the cross. Jesus received something of the Holy Spirit that day, and so do we. What if we woke up in the morning and wondered, what would it be? What is it to be God's beloved child today? For each of us has also received water and word upon ourselves and our hearts. What if we woke up every morning and thought to ourselves, I wonder what adventure God has in God's Spirit for us today, that we also might live fully in the newness of God. It's not a foolish optimism or a pipe dream or pushing against the hardness of the world. It is the reality that is set in motion in the moment God breaks heaven and earth and sends Jesus. And in each of you, this newness of God's love and joy and peace is revealed and epiphanied in every moment. We cannot know when we wake up in the morning what will happen in the day. But we know this, that God has taken God's love and poured it out upon our heads and into our hearts and given voice to the reality that is at the core of all that we are. And God says from clear blue sky, you are my child, my beloved. Amen.